أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يملك الذين يدعون من دونه الشفاعة إلا من شهد بالحق وهم يعلمون. ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم ليقولن الله فأنى يؤفكون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's authority on this earth and the skies. In other words, the entire universe. Here in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the weakness of the partners that the Quraysh of Makkah or anyone else attributes to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One reason why the Quraysh of Makkah worship idols they had given was that these idols would intercede on their behalf in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other reasons also, for example, they said that these idols bring them closer to Allah, like an intermediary between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one was that because there is shafa'a, there is intercession, that these idols intercede on their behalf in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَمْلِكُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ الشَّفَاعَةَ, that those gods that they call upon besides Allah, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not possess the ability, the capability of الشَّفَاعَة, of intercession by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now intercession will only take place on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, one person cannot intercede on behalf of another. A person can make dua and a person can use wasila, etc. But there is no intercession because there is no court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is being held. The courts of Allah will be the courts of all courts, and that is on the day of Qiyamah. So these idols, these gods do not have the ability of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and interceding on behalf of all those people that had worshipped them. Who are the people really that have this privilege of intercession? Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, except that person who has given shahadat, who has given testimony of the haqq, given testimony of the truth. In other words, the very, very primary, the very basic qualification of shafa'at in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give shahadat. In other words, to have iman. Shahadat, testification, testimony of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person that says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that is a very basic and primary requirement or qualification for one to give shahadat. After that, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, a person that memorizes the Quran, he abides by the halal and the haram of the Quran, that person will intercede on behalf of his family members. That is over and above the shahadat and the testimony that one has to give in order to qualify to become an intercessor in the courts of Allah. And secondly, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they have full knowledge of the tawheed. They have full knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. So one is they have the knowledge, and the other is that they give shahadat. That becomes the basic and primary requirement of shafa'at and intercession in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the actual irony of the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah in particular, and other mushrikeen, others who have ascribed partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if you ask them, man khalaqahum, who had created them, what would their answer be? Would they say that these stones, or would they say that these pieces of plastic, or would they say that these pieces of wood had created them? Nay, they will still say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. One very important aspect with regards particularly to the Quraysh of Makkah is that they believed Allah was the creator. If you ask them, man khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, if you ask them who created the skies and the earth, they will say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's power, all power belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So obviously when they say that, then only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes worthy of all praises, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala becomes worthy of all ibadat. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. Then where have they turned away? What has made them turn away from this very basic belief that if Allah is the creator, then obviously Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is supposed to be the one that is worshipped, the one that is worthy of worship. And hence in these two ayats, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about the weakness in their logic with regards to attributing partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that they say it is shafa'at, but there is no shafa'at, there is no intercession. On the other hand, they believe that Allah is the creator, yet they don't worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as the creator. Now again, we just need to reflect all the time in our belief system, that we believe in our heart that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is one, that we worship only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But we should also have this belief that there is no power, there is no might besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Nafi', only Allah Ta'ala benefits, and it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that can create any form of harm or any form of difficulty upon a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.